Every early December, the campus is buzzing with the preparing for and then the presentation of one of our campus's most cherished traditions, our FLBC Christmas concert. This year, Cindy Beck and assisted by Esther Ravenberg put together our Christmas concert with the theme, His Name Shall Be Called. For unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called. This concert is shaped around our ancient confession that God has made himself known, not in abstraction, but in a name. As Cindy prepares the music and the choirs, Christmas concert is never about perfection, it's about proclamation.
I had gone to a Chris Tomlin concert, this was last November, and the final two songs in the concert were Is He Worthy, which we've done a lot here at the school.
That's a special one for us,
It's just kind of a tradition that we just love. And then he ended it with Holy Forever. And I just sat and heard those two songs, and especially Holy Forever, and I thought, the name of God. There are so many. And the final verse of, or one of the choruses of Holy Forever, Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and position, your name stands above them all. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like God just gave that to me as a theme. And so we went with it. And as I was researching names of God, depending on what scholar you talk to, there's anywhere between 300 to over 900 names in the Bible of God. And so one of our projects this fall for the students in the choirs was to put a scripture together for just one, a scripture that lists, says something about one of the names of God.
Each piece is chosen not only for its beauty, but for what it proclaims. Every selection for the concert highlights the names of Jesus: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
All of the music in one way or another points to Jesus. I mean, it's the Christmas concert. We want every, like, there to be a number of different Christmas songs throughout, but even ones that aren't necessarily Christmas, there's some name of Jesus in there. Like, what a beautiful name is Jesus Christ, our King. Just him as King and as Redeemer and as Savior and Lord is shown throughout, even in symphonic wind ensemble pieces, which is the thing that I more specialize in. We're doing What Child Is This? This is Christ, the King, or Worship Christ, the Newborn King, to just remind us that Christmas is the time where we celebrate Jesus coming down, and that's what the Christmas concert is all about.
FLBC students Hannah and Nate are part of the choirs. They shared their favorite elements of the concert.
My favorite song that we're doing this year is a piece called Gloria. It has the familiar words of Gloria in Excelsis Deo, which means glory to God in the highest, but it's in a very interesting time signature that changes often, and it's very complicated, but when it all comes together, it's just really cool, and it's just, it's amazing to praise God with a cool piece like that.
I particularly enjoy Noel Entrada. It's in a time signature that just makes me want to dance, which makes it really hard to stand still during the Christmas concert itself. But in it, the lyrics go, Alleluia, lift up your voices, all creation this night rejoices. God has sent down to us Heaven's Son. And in the chapel, when we are all raising our voices together, you see this unity, and you're reminded how it is not just us, but it's all of creation that is rejoicing. It is all of creation that God has come to redeem. And we are his people whom he loves, and he has come to set us free.
I really enjoy watching how God works through this concert. With just all the family that's coming from all around the country, and just seeing them all come together for him. And then also our pieces, just all praising and glorifying him because he is a God that is worthy of our praise.
Though in the form of God, Christ claimed no equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. Bearing human likeness, he shared the human lot. He was humble and obedient, even dying on a cross. Therefore, God has exalted him, giving him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Dr. Brent Olson reminds us that God does not remain unnamed.
And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua. Yeshua. It's short for Yehoshua. It's from the Hebrew noun Yah, which is short for Yahweh, and the Hebrew verb Yasha, which means to save. Yah, Yasha. We say Joshua, but the way we know it best, Jesus. His name literally means the Lord saves. He is salvation. And that's why the angel tells Joseph, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
In a world full of unnamed fears and unspoken griefs, God gives us a name to call upon, Jesus Christ. Not a distant deity, but a savior who has entered into our world. After the concert, I had the chance to interview some of our concert goers, alumni and friends of the school, and get their responses.
My name is Linda Green.
I'm Kaylee.
My name is Asher Cheek.
Lloyd Kwanberg.
Gwen Strand.
It was a fantastic concert. They're always fantastic. And it was really, really good. Music was great. The drumming was great. The message at the end was, I really appreciated Brent's message. It was really to the point. And just all the musical instruments, just so good, inspiring. Thanks for putting it on.
I really liked the focus of like who Jesus is and just as our savior in the broken world. It just brought such a feeling of hope and excitement to want to share the gospel with other people today.
I particularly enjoyed Is He Worthy? I love hearing it every year. Awesome reminder, beautiful, beautiful song. They did a great job.
I love the music, the quality of the music and so on, but honestly, the message that Pastor Brent Olson shared was just powerful to me.
You know, every moment, every part of it was so good. But He Is Worthy does not disappoint. That just is my favorite. Every year I say this is the best concert, and this year's the best that I've seen yet, but they're all good.
We pray you have a very Merry Christmas and that you rest in the saving name of Jesus Christ.